Life is not easy at all. There's gonna be challenges. You're gonna get beat down. That's the way life is.
Life will knock you between the eyes. It will catch you on the blind side, come out of nowhere, stuff you can't anticipate. That will knock the wind out of you. You wanna give up?
You will not be challenged in your convenience. You will be challenged in your chaos.
When you run out of money, when things don't work out for you, when things happen that you could not anticipate, what are the reasons that you can think of that can keep you strong? If you know the why for living, you can endure almost anyhow.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's gonna happen. All that matters is that you gotta get up.
You have to get up.
Whatever experience you're having right now, it has not come to stay. It has come to pass. Sometimes you have to just back up and go within yourself and pray and meditate and recharge your batteries. Go away, clear your head, and then come back and look at it from a different vantage point. Don't operate while you're under the spell or the effect of what's going on. Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion. If you don't discipline and contain your emotions, they will use you. You don't have to force yourself or motivate yourself to think negatively, to be depressed, to beat yourself up over the head, to feel loaded with guilt. You don't have to make any effort to do that. Your mind is on automatic. It will do that by itself. But if you want to begin to move into your own personal greatness, you've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back.
We live in a society where mediocrity is often rewarded. I wanted to be a man that detests mediocrity. I love to see people who were getting beat down, and there's scenes that just drove me, and people in my hell weeks, you know, I was in three of them, they'd always hear me singing these songs, humming these songs in torturous situations when everybody's quitting this fucking cold. I would be somewhere fucking gone, if somewhere fucking dark as shit. I love the fucking guy who just fucking fights. And so I put these things in as reminders that you're gonna have to fucking suffer, man. This fucking 0.25, man, this is, man, you're gonna have to fucking suffer to go from this fat, insecure motherfucker to one of the best guys on the planet Earth. This journey is gonna take something that is gonna be incomprehensible to most people.
There's another kind of instinct that you need to be on the lookout for, and this one is a liar. This one is a saboteur. Well, this one is a backbiter. And like the devil himself, he's a shapeshifter. He's gonna disguise himself and make you think he's got your best interest in mind, but he doesn't. This is the instinct that says, you've had enough. This is the instinct that says, you've given it your best shot. You can stand down. You can back off. This is the instinct that says, you can rest now. Do not listen to that instinct. Do not listen.
You don't have to force yourself or motivate yourself to think negatively, to be depressed, to hate somebody, to want revenge, to want to get back at somebody, to beat yourself up over the head. You don't have to make any effort to do that. Your mind is on automatic. It will do that by itself. But if you want to begin to move into your own personal greatness, if you want to begin to really enjoy a happy, successful, healthy life, you've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not gonna let this get me down. I'm not gonna let this destroy me.